Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Where have your eyes been looking these last days and weeks? Have they been on a screen of some kind? A phone, a TV, a laptop, a tablet? I learned a new word in these last 2 weeks, doom scrolling, which is the practice of endlessly scrolling with our finger or mouse through online columns of bad news. Or maybe your eyes have sought reprieve and solace in nature, in falling autumn leaves, or in the vast swelling rhythms of the ocean. Maybe your eyes have found relief in a good story, in reading a book, or watching a movie, or in binge-watching several seasons of the Great British Baking Show. Where have your eyes been looking? Perhaps your eyes have been searching the faces of masked colleagues, friends, loved ones, strangers we pass by on the street, looking for connection. Where have your eyes been looking these last days and weeks in these uncertain times, these difficult times, these times when sickness and death and suffering and injustice and division have been swirling all around us? Our psalm this morning, Psalm 123, gives us a place to look, a place where we might rest our weary eyes. Let's listen again to the psalmist's opening words. To you I lift up my eyes, to you enthroned in the heavens. In these next 2 weeks before the Advent season, a season when we prepare for and await both Jesus' birth and his second coming as Messiah, Psalm 123 reminds us that a crucial initial step of this preparation is to look to God, to lift our eyes to God. So as we prepare for Advent, as we prepare for a season of preparation, how do we do this? How do we shift our gaze to God? How do we stop doom scrolling and reorient our perspective to the sacred when the challenges of our current world are swirling all around us? Psalm 123 again offers us one possibility, one way we might begin to lift our eyes to God in a way that also bears witness to the difficulties of this present moment. And that is through the practice of lament. One way to turn to God, to look at God, to draw close to God in times of great difficulty is through prayers of lament. Our psalm this morning is a psalm of lament, a cry of grief, a mourning prayer for help. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy, for we have had more than enough of contempt, too much of the scorn of the indolent rich, and of the derision of the proud. In the United States, we receive a lot of cultural messages that tell us that tears, that grief, are signs of weakness, and that strength involves controlling or suppressing our emotions. However, the work of researchers like Dr. Brené Brown tells us otherwise. Their work tells us that there is greater strength, greater healing to be found in our vulnerability. The ancient and biblical practice of lament, of expressing our grief openly and communally, is an example of strength in vulnerability. We cannot begin to heal from something unless we first name it. Grief and lament allow us to name what needs healing and to cry out to God, to look for God as our source of healing. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy, for we have had more than enough of this virus, of this sickness and this death, of this separation from one another. From ancient times up to today, it is customary in many cultures to hire mourners when a loved one dies. These professional mourners, usually women, are present to express the family's and the community's grief through their tears, their cries, their wails. Their open display of grief facilitates healthy grieving in others. It facilitates lament. In our Holy Scriptures, God calls on these professional mourners not only to help the community grieve its sins and its losses, but also to help God to join in the community's lament. Let's listen to this passage from chapter 9 of the book of the prophet Jeremiah. These are verses 17 and 18. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider and call for the mourning women to come. Send for the skilled women to come. Let them quickly raise a dirge over us, so that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids flow with water. Notice that God includes God's own self in the lament. God doesn't say, call the professional mourning women to come and help you grieve. God says, call the women to come and help us grieve, because God cries with us. God grieves with us. God laments with us. One of the most powerful sentences in the New Testament is also one of the shortest. Jesus wept. Jesus wept at the death of his friend Lazarus. Jesus wept in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Jesus weeps with us. When we cry out through our tears, "Where are you, God?" our scriptures tell us that God is sitting right next to us, crying with us. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy, for we have had more than enough of this division, this injustice, the violence, the systemic racism that harms all people in this country, but especially harms Black people, Indigenous people, and all people of color. Let us remember God's presence with us before and during these coming Advent weeks of our preparation to receive God, God revealed in Jesus, who is our Savior and Redeemer, and a baby who cried out and wailed just as we did as infants. When we engage in holy lament, when we cry and wail and grieve the sin and injustice and suffering in our lives and in the world, when we lift our eyes from our screens to the Holy One enthroned in the heavens and cry out with our psalmist, Lord, have mercy, we are connecting with God trusting that God meets our gaze and joins in our lament, accompanying us, comforting us, forgiving us, drying our tears, and bringing us healing. Amen.